And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says there is only one church? As you drive through the streets of your city, what do you see? Likely, you see numerous church buildings, each representing a different religious group. For the most of us, this presents a terribly confusing picture. How can there be so many groups teaching so many different things and all of them be right? As the average person suspects, they are not all right. In fact, the Bible teaches that there is only one true church. In Matthew 16:18, Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Notice how Christ said he would build his church, singular. The Apostle Paul wrote in Colossians 1:18 that Christ is the head of the body, the church. Thus, Paul clearly identified the body as the church. In Ephesians 4, verse 4, Paul stated that there is one body. In mathematics, we recognize the logical principle that if A is equal to B and B is equal to C, then A is equal to C. Since Paul wrote that the church is the body and that there is only one body, then obviously there is only one church, the very church that Jesus promised to establish. Unfortunately, after the establishment of the Lord's church in the first century, people grew dissatisfied with God's plan for the church. They thought they could do a better job, and the concept of denominationalism was born. A denomination is defined as something having a specific name or value. For example, we speak of monetary denominations, a $5 bill, a $10 bill, and so on. They are all different. The same is true of religious denominations. They are all different, and as a result, they teach different things. If they didn't, there would be no need for each of them to exist, would there? The truth is that denominationalism is unauthorized by the Word of God. Because Jesus possesses all authority in heaven and on earth, Matthew 28, verse 18, he alone has the right to be head of his church, which is why Paul wrote, "Whatever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of, that is, by the authority of, the Lord Jesus," Colossians 3:17. Are you a member of the one church that Jesus established?